Welcome back to the Grandmother's Prayer Initiative of the Great Shalom Broadcast Ministry, announced on Overcoming Learning Problems. Notice I don't say disabilities, okay? Because we have problems and we will find solutions. We may need healings and we'll get them, but disabilities sounds like it's permanent, so that's a curse. So we have a prayer campaign this summer. And I've asked you to set aside 10 minutes to pray. I've asked you to start streaming edifying, encouraging, inspiring Christian content in your atmosphere. Praise and worship music, streaming, preaching, whatever works for you, whatever modality, whatever encourages you. And don't forget to put that on in your car, okay? And encourage other people to pray with you. Okay, what next? Well, encourage other people. You might want to make a friend of an African co-believer. So somebody who is in your church, in your tradition of faith, but who was at least originally from Africa. For instance, if you're a Methodist, go and make friends with an African Methodist. Many Methodist churches will have African immigrants in them here in the United States. Or if you're a Pentecostal, go and make some friends of some Pentecostal Africans. They are very encouraging because they are more ardent in their faith. They're on fire for God. Hallelujah. And you know, for Africans who are facing hard times, as we are in our nation, getting on their faces for 5 to 7 hours is not unheard of. No, actually, we need to be doing that. We're in deep trouble, folks. But we can believe for our children, we can believe for our nation. Let's get after it. Okay, so let's really pray. And I think if you have some African friends, they'll encourage you because they'll be praying and you can even share with them this. Now, I know of a woman here in my state named Dr. Stella Emanuel. I don't know her well, I haven't met her even. But I am reading through a book that she has written, 10-Point Plan to Disciple America Back to God. And so I'm going to read it. I'm going to post it in the show notes for this little episode. And you can make use of it too. So she's going to say to pray. There's going to be more action there too, but she has a retreat center. She's a medical doctor, but she has a retreat center also where people are praying 5 to 7 hours every day for our nation. Thank God. And let's follow that. Okay. I thought just by telling you about it, it would encourage you. Okay, so let's get after it.